Well, good evening, everybody. This is Jennifer Elizabeth Masters. Thank you for listening. Thanks for showing up. Tonight, we are doing Delegating to the Universe, How to Become a Powerful Manifester. I have had lots of experience manifesting. Most of my life, I manifested unconsciously. And we're going to talk about conscious manifesting, which is when you set your mind to something to bring it to you. I'm Jennifer Elizabeth Masters. We are going to get to this universal work in just a moment and how to get what you want, wishes fulfilled, dreams fulfilled, have the life you dream about, how. Okay, so from the time I was a little girl, I wanted to be a flight attendant. I dreamt about being a flight attendant. And upon graduation from high school, I told my friends and family I wanted to work for Air Canada. I was going to be a flight attendant. And my very supportive family told me, well, you don't speak French. You have to be bilingual to be a flight attendant. You might as well forget it. Guess what? I didn't listen to them because I had this passion. I knew I could be a flight attendant. I knew that it didn't matter. I didn't speak French. And right before I was hired, unbeknownst to me, there was a change in the hiring regulations. They needed a bunch of flight attendants all at the same time. And so they reduced their restrictions, and you didn't have to be bilingual anymore. So I was hired immediately and sent to Montreal for Canada training. So that was one of my earliest manifesting experiences. When I saw a man walk into a bar I was hostessing in, I pointed to him and I said, now that is a man I could marry. And within 6 months, we were married. He was my husband for 11 years, the father of my two boys. I married Bill Gates. Yes, I did. Not Microsoft Bill Gates, but I did marry Bill Gates. I also manifested my twin flame in 2003. I was not looking. I had written down a list of what I wanted in a partner. I put it away. I wasn't even divorced yet. Within 3 months, I met this man at a workshop that I was dragged to. I didn't want to go to this workshop. But it's interesting how, when we're really not looking, it just happens and shows up. So I'm going to tell you how, you know, this whole process works. The first house that I bought on my own was one that I saw when I was driving through the subdivision with a friend, and he happened to be looking at big homes. I never dreamed that I'd find something in this subdivision. Anyway, we're driving along, and there's this half cul-de-sac, and there was a really cute little house right in the middle of the cul-de-sac, and I pointed to it, and I said, why isn't that house for sale? And I drove by the same house, and lo and behold, there was a for sale sign in the front yard. So do you think I had been my passion? Yes, it did. I called the real estate agent immediately. It had just been on the market one day, and that was the house that I bought that my sons and I lived in for, I think it was 10 years. Okay, so when we say something, it doesn't matter what it is we say. We are basically sending out, radiating a message out into the universe. So think of all the things that you say that you wish God wouldn't hear, or that you wish that you could take back from the universe. Okay, so this past month, maybe, yes, it was this past month, I said to the universe, I need to have 4 full-paying clients by, and I gave a deadline, I need to have 4 full-paying clients by a certain time. Within the 1 day of me saying those words, I had 4 full-paying clients. Okay, and now here's another one. Why am I telling you all these things that I've done? I'm telling you what works. Because I'm giving you, you know, okay, so this is what I said, this is what I did, and this is what I got. So I'm letting you know I have a history of being able to manifest. And that's why, I mean, that's why I'm sharing this with you. Okay, so my daughter graduated. She was moving to Colorado, and even before she graduated, I was wondering how on earth could I spend some time in Colorado knowing that she would be here. And, you know, I had a friend that I'd been staying with, and she had rented out the room that I was staying in, which a lot of people are doing these days. And, you know, I was really grateful to have the room when I had it, but I understood perfectly well that she needed to have that extra, you know, $600 a month. It's nothing to sniff at. It's quite a bit of money. So I wondered to the universe, you know, I wonder how I could stay in Colorado. I wonder, where is there a hotel or someplace I could stay at inexpensively? How could I stay in Colorado in an affordable way? Well, I got an email from the same person that had her little room that she rented out. She didn't just send it to me, she sent it to a bunch of people. House sitting opportunity. Saw that email, I responded immediately. I said, yes, I want it, but I didn't think I wanted it for me. I wanted it for my oldest son, who had moved from Boulder, Colorado to Atlanta, Georgia, and I knew he wanted to get back to Boulder, Colorado. Shortly after I had that thought that I wanted this house-sitting position for my son, I got a very clear message from the universe that this was meant for me, and I was giving away a gift from the universe. And let me tell you, you do not want to return a gift that God gives you, because it's basically showing that you're ungrateful. So I immediately responded to my friend, and I sent her an email, and I said, yes, I want it. I want this job for me. And I would be bringing my dog Karma. Now, I thought that there, you know, there might be some issues. So I started wondering, well, how is it going to work out with Karma? Because Karma's not good with other female dogs. And the house sitting position involved a female dog, very similar in breed and size to my dog. And they had two cats, and I'm thinking, well, what am I going to do with my two cats? Am I going to bring them? Am I leaving them at home? How could I leave my cats for 3 weeks? Well, all these questions that I was asking the universe indirectly, but the universe is always listening, they were all answered. When I got here in, I think it was March, I met the lady that I was going to house sit for, and she gave me a tour of her house. Well, first of all, I arrived, and it was May. I came in May when I delivered my daughter from graduation, and she moved here. So we showed up, and the subdivision is lovely. Everybody's got beautifully manicured yards, and her yard in particular had beautiful blooming trees and perennial gardens. And now what you don't know about me, most of you, that I used to have a landscaping business, and I have a penchant for perennial gardens. It is one of my areas of expertise. I love perennials because they come back every year. And I love blooms. I love flowers. So she has this gorgeous garden all around the corner of her home. And then she, you know, walks us in. She's got hardwood floors, no carpets. Beautiful kitchen with a bar top, and everything's zen. You know, this house sitting job looks like it was designed for me. When I said that out loud, the universe said to me, I got a message back, of course it was designed for you. So this is what happens when you ask questions, when you think positive thoughts, when you are giving back to the universe. I do a lot of charity work. I do a lot of work for people who can't afford $225 a month or a session. So I do a lot to give back. And when you put this giving into the karma bank, you are repaid. Now, there are a lot of things that we can do when we don't have money for other people, but you have to be thinking, what are you doing for the world? What are you doing for the planet? What are you doing for humanity? There has to be some way that you're giving back rather than just working, going to get a paycheck and coming home and sitting in front of the boob tube all night. So ask yourself, what could I possibly do to help others? What could I do to help teens in the community? What could I do to help the homeless? What could I do to maybe help to clean up the environment? If you're not asking yourself those questions, you need to start. Okay. Breath. Take a deep breath, everybody. So let me just talk about this perfect house-sitting job. And I want to just emphasize that this was really manufactured for me. There's two cats, and they're sweet. And the dog, sweet dog, she's very submissive, and she gets along well with my karma, which is a major miracle because karma doesn't like other female dogs. And normally, she's very aggressive with other females, and yet she's accepting of this dog, and as a matter of fact, sleeping in her doggy bed as we speak. There's a ping pong table for my family to come over and play ping pong, and I didn't see the pool table that's underneath the ping pong table. And I love to play pool. My father taught me and my kids how to play pool. So there's so many things about this job that were absolutely perfect. I couldn't have imagined. The house is clean. It's orderly. It's zen-like. I'm writing my third book while I'm here. I'm also, here's one other thing. Let me just, there's more. The hammock in the backyard for me to cool my jets and relax. There's a table and chairs, two Adirondack chairs where, you know, I can sit and drink my coffee in the morning. There's a beautiful shower in the master bedroom. And there's a desk in the corner so I can work until I drop and then just roll into bed. And now this is like the pièce de résistance. In the basement is the lady of the house's husband's office. He has a basement office. It's a corner. And when I walked in last night, I had not been in his office before, and I thought the door would be locked. And she asked me, are you going to need access to his computer? I said, no, I brought my, I'll bring my own. But I haven't yet recorded the audio version of my book, and I know I'm supposed to. And I had a vision of the microphone that I needed to record this book. When I walked into his office, I saw this microphone on the desk, and I'm thinking, yeah, that's exactly the microphone that I need to get to record my book. That I was very tired yesterday, and I traveled for 23 hours. I had the dogs with me, and I was very tired. So as I was putting the sheets on the bed I was about to sleep in, I got this very strong message. You will record the audio version of the book in his office. It's almost soundproof. And use his microphone. You don't have to buy one. This is saving me hundreds of dollars. Do you see how perfect this is? We can't possibly envision the perfect partner for ourselves. We can be clear in what we want. We can be clear in our intent, but the universe will bring us something so much greater, so much finer than we could possibly envision for ourselves. And like I said, all of my questions, all of my concerns were answered. And the other thing that I didn't mention was I was concerned about my little puppy Yoda. And I wondered if, you know, they would be accepting. And not only were they accepting, but their dog loves him. So, okay. And then there are a couple of other issues, you know, questions that I had about, well, what was I going to do in Boulder for work? And then that answer came. My friend Leslie suggested I do healing circles while I'm here. And I asked, would I have to advertise? And then I'm hearing that my clients are going to be talking about me to others. And let's see. Okay, let's get down to brass tacks. How do we manifest? So we're going to talk about two aspects. We're going to talk about delegating to the universe. How do we ask the universe to do the heavy lifting for us? And we're also going to talk about manifesting. How do we get what we desire? How do we get what we want? We have to be centered. We have to be present. And our minds have to be calm. If we're thinking a million thoughts in a lot of different directions, what we're doing is sending out mixed signals to the universe. So we have to be very clear. Our minds have to be calm. We have to be focused, and we have to have a clear intent about what you want to create. And rather than just wing it, which is what I've done most of my life, is I've winged it, you want to sit down and write a description of what it is you want to create. And then envision what it is that you want. We have to be consistent, because a lot of times, and I know I've done this myself, we have a vision, see it, we want it, and then we go, okay, I'm going to send this out into the universe. We send it out there. We radiate that thought out. This is what I want. And then maybe later that day, maybe even 30 minutes later, oh, crap, I forgot to mention. And so then we bring it back in. We draw this vision back in, and we put another spin on it. We start molding what it is that we want. We think that God and the universe needs our control, needs our offerings. It needs our assistance in bringing to us what it is that we want. And as illustrated by this perfect house-sitting job, I had no idea. I had no perception. I had no vision. I wondered what the house would be like. I wondered if it was going to be clean. I wondered, would I have to clean it? Not only is the house lovely, pristine, zen-like, they have a cleaning lady that's coming every week. I don't even have to clean this place. So, you know, talk about perfection. The universe will bring you something far superior to what you could possibly imagine and envision yourself. So once you decide what it is you want to create, send it out and just know it's done. And you have to be consistent. Don't be bringing back the creation for a redo. All right, so spend some time thinking about what it is you want, and the universe will give you exactly what you need. When you have clarity of thought and clear focus, okay, the next thing we're going to talk about again is be present. And yes, I mentioned it before, but it's very important. You have to be in the moment. You can't be living in the past. You can't be thinking about, well, the last time I did this, blah, 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 blah. No, don't do that. Don't put a story attached to this creation. Get yourself grounded. Calm the mind chatter. If you haven't been on a call with me when I've talked about how to calm the mind and the mind chatter, besides having an energy clearing, that's one way, but you sit with your feet on the floor, and you can put your palms in the upright and open, I just call it palms open, and without turning your face upwards, you want to just lift your eyeballs, point your eyes up to the ceiling, and it may feel a little bit like it's straining the muscles of your eyes, but believe it or not, we don't exercise those muscles enough. So turn your eyes up to the ceiling. Take a breath. Keep looking up at the ceiling. Don't stop looking. All I can hear is a clock ticking. My mind is silent. How about yours? Okay, keep looking at the ceiling. And now would be a really good time to do manifesting, because you've calmed your mind. Now, if that didn't work for you, you'll have to let me know when I take you off court. Okay, so then the next thing we have to do, we're being present, we're being in the moment, we're breathing, the mind is calm, and then you want to connect with God. If you don't believe in God, how about the universe? So in a conversation, you want to develop this relationship with God or the universe. Now, for the longest time, I didn't like to talk about God. My family was a little bit strange, and I won't get into that right now, but another time. I had a hard time talking to God. I had a hard time praying, and I really doubted the validity of a superior being. But let me tell you, the closer your relationship is with the divine, the more that you talk to the universe, and I'm talking about the stars, the moon, the sun, and yes, I talk to all of them, you'll find that you get responses from each of them. When I talk to the moon, the moon responds. When I talk to the sun and I tell the sun, I love you, sun, I hear I love you. And, you know, oh, you may think I'm a little crazy, but, you know, in another month or two when my book hits the seller list, and, you know, we'll talk, okay? All right, so you really want to get connected with God. You want to talk and connect to the universe. Talk to the sun, the moon, the stars. Develop a relationship with the divine. This is very important. And stop listening with your earphones in your ears. You can't hear guidance with music playing all the time. I cannot tell you the number of people that I see walking out in nature and they have music in their ears. What is the matter with a human walking and listening to birds singing, birds chirping? What, I don't understand. See, we cannot connect. You can't listen to guidance when you have the TV on or earphones in your ears all the time. You are shutting out the universe. You are shutting out the messages. Okay, another way to do that, and I've beaten that horse, drink unfluoridated water. Don't use toothpaste that has fluoride in it. Both of those things are imperative. To be able to open the third eye, connect with the universe, and listen to guidance, you don't want to have any kind of fluoride. It calcifies the third eye. And, you know, I could go on and do a whole show about that. Maybe I will someday, but not tonight. So you need to be in silence every day. At some point each day, calm your mind. If you need something in your mind, you could do a slow mantra if you have to. The mantra could be as simple as, I love me. You could do, all is well in my world. But something very simple. That could help to calm your mind. And you don't want to do, I love me, I love me, I love me, I love me. Now, that is not a slow mantra. You want to have a breath in between. I love me. I love me. I love me. Having the mantra will help to stop the thoughts from whirling in your brain. Another way to stop the whirling thoughts is to get an energy clearing. Okay, another aspect that you need to have in place is to be grateful. Be grateful for what you have. So many of us spend our days complaining about what we have and then wondering why we're not getting what we want from the universe. If you want to manifest, you must be grateful for what you have now. I'm going to repeat that. It's very important. If you're not grateful for what you have, you're not grateful for your health, you're not, and okay, so I'm hearing somebody, but I'm not healthy. You have to say, I am grateful for my vibrant health. I am grateful for my healthy body. I'm grateful for my eyes that see. There's a lot of things that you can find to be grateful for. But if you complain about your health, you will have poor health. If you complain about your not having money, you will not have money. So whatever you complain about is what you're creating. Stop complaining. Complaining doesn't help, and neither does worry. So express gratitude for each little thing that you get. Be grateful for that paycheck. Be grateful that you have money to put gas in your car, even if it's $5. Be grateful for milk in the fridge or a coffee pot that works. Be grateful for the fact that your cat is healthy and you're not spending money on a sick animal. Be grateful for your home, your apartment, your animals, the food on the table. Find things to be grateful for. Be positive. Positive thoughts create positive outcomes. Negative thoughts create negative outcomes. Okay, let's just stop and sit with this a few more moments. This is really important. If you're wondering why you're not manifesting, look at your thoughts. Are you complaining about not having money? When you go to the store, are you worrying about not having enough money to pay for your groceries? How many times a day do you say, I don't have the money for this? You have to watch what you say, think, and believe, because all of those things create the world that you live in. Each one of us, and this, you know, it sounds crazy, but each one of us creates our own universe. We create the world around us. My world is abundant, joyful, passionate, exciting, loving, caring, because that's how I am in my life. I've stopped complaining. I've stopped being judgmental of myself and others. So, and I'm not saying I'm perfect. That's not what I'm saying. And speaking of that, stop trying to be perfect. We all are human, and we're all working on being the best that we can be. But perfection is not something to strive for. There is only one being in this universe that's perfect, and I'm sorry, it isn't you. And it's not me either. So stop trying to be perfect. And in that vein, because these two things go hand in hand, let go of control. Control is fear-based. We control others. We try to control our environment. We try to control God, universe, all because we are not in faith. When we are not in faith, we're in fear. And it's either one or the other. I choose faith. How about you? So we have to let go of the perfection, let go of trying to be perfect. You can be the best that you can be, but it's not perfection. Don't strive to be perfect. Just be the best person that you can be. Okay, take another deep breath. Okay, now, I have been all of these things I'm speaking about. So I'm not pointing fingers and saying anything that I haven't told myself in the past. So we need to be in a state of allowing. And that was a hard concept for me to understand. What does allowing mean? What does allowing mean? Well, if you were a tree, let's just envision ourselves being a tree. Okay, so we're a tree. We have roots that go down into the ground, and we have these branches. So allowing would be the wind blows. And when we're in a state of allowing, we move with the wind. We move a little to the right, then the wind blows back to the left, and we move to the left. So we're moving with the wind. We actually become the wind. So this is what allowing feels like. We're moving. And we're moving gracefully. Now, consider yourself a tree that's in control. You have roots that go into the ground. You have branches that reach out. But instead of moving with the wind, you resist it. The wind blows, and you push against it. And the wind blows again, and you reel and push against it. And you push really, really hard against this wind. This is what you call fighting with God. And let me tell you, nobody wins except God. Don't try and resist it, God. So we want to be in allowing. So my friend here, probably on the phone tonight, Janet, mentioned trying to push a piece of string. So I'm using your terminology, Janet. I'm giving you credit for this one. It was the best way to describe it. So rather than trying to push a piece of string, it's impossible to do, or try to herd cats. With me having four kittens at my home, I would put one into the kennel, and I'd try to close the door, and two more would try and get out. I'd put one in the kennel, then three would get out. Trying to herd cats is like trying to control the universe. You can't do it. Life is so much easier when we can allow the universe to do the heavy lifting for us. Okay, so what's an example of that? 18 months ago, and you can believe this or not, but it's true, God asked me to write a book about sex. And I had a lot of trouble with this because here I was talking about the universe and love and loving yourself honestly, all of things that I believe fervently and passionately in. But to write a book about sex felt to me to be a departure. And got to me that people are motivated, millions of people are motivated by sex, and it is what will bring them to me. It's what will bring them to spirituality. Many, many, many people will not look or pick up a book that's designated for self-growth. Millions of people won't do that. Sex will take them there. You will take them there through this book. It took me 18 months, but I pushed beyond the fear. I had such fear. What are my clients going to think? I'm going to lose these people that it's taken me years to get them on my email list. There's going to be a lot of people that drop off. And God said to me, yes, but millions will take their place. Okay, so just breathe that in. So I started thinking, what does it matter what people think of me? It's none of my business anyway. So what I was told is that it's worth the sacrifice. It helps millions of people around the world. And yes, I put myself out there. But when you do not risk, you do not gain. Playing it safe will not make you a millionaire. Yes, I'm still here. I want you to breathe. To have it all, we have to risk it all. Now, I'm not telling you, okay, go play the stock market, go to the track and bet everything that you own. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is that this book that I wrote was a huge risk for me as far as my reputation, as far as what people might think of me, as far as my client base, my email list. It was a huge risk. However, if it's going to help millions of people, what does it matter? Okay, now let me just say how else that I have used the universe to help me. When I started thinking about, I had to think about this book for quite some time. I told you it took me 18 months before I finally got down to writing it. And during that time, there were a lot of things that I thought about. And I said, okay, guys, you want me to write a book about sex? Make it a global bestseller. I want this book to be a global bestseller. So every single day, I began to say, thank you. Thank you, God, for making my book, Orgasm for Life, a global bestseller. And now this book has only been out as of today. I think it's now 3 weeks, 3 weeks today. And I can feel the sizzle. Things are starting to heat up. Energy is developing. And things are starting to come to me. People are starting to seek me out. I even met a literary agent on Sunday. I didn't go seek him out. I've been asking, gee, I wonder, do I need an agent? And I met one on Sunday. So that's what's going to happen. When you align your will with that of the divine, you work as one, as a team. And people and situations begin to show up and make your vision a reality. Okay, now I'm going to tell you exactly how to do this. Don't worry. Don't hang up. There is really good stuff here coming. But I have to give you the background and I have to give you facts that support my theories. I know this works, and I'm here to tell you how. You know, these are events that have happened in my life where I have manifested, and this is how I did it. Okay, so there is a book. It's called Hiring the Heavens. When I was living in Georgia, this was quite a few years ago, I felt like I wanted to have some metaphysical fairs, little psychic fairs at my home. And I started doing these fairs out of my home. I didn't really advertise, and it was all word of mouth. And I did it sort of like a garage sale. I put signs out. And I read the book Hiring the Heavens, and I used the precepts in this book to put on my first psychic fair. And I had a really good turnout, and everybody made money. But there were some things that I learned from this experience. But what I want to tell you is Hiring the Heavens, I think it's about $10. It's a fast read. It will help you delegate to the universe. But what I'm going to do is tell you other ways that if you don't want to spend the money, I'll give you some of the teachings of the book. Okay, so for this sex book that I've written, I knew that it needed to be funny. It couldn't just be dry. Well, it's a book about sex. It shouldn't be dry at all. So I knew that it should be funny. And I started thinking, okay, so what comedians do I know that have crossed over? Well, there's Phyllis Diller and George Carlin. And I thought, well, you know, I think I can relate more strongly to George Carlin. So I said, George Carlin, I need you to help me with the humor in my book. So I actually had him, you know, channel through me to write it. And when you read the book, you'll hear some of George Carlin's humor come through. You can hire anybody, and I'm telling you, anybody that is passed on, anybody who's crossed over, like Aristotle, Socrates, Einstein, whoever can help you best with what your project is, you can hire them. Ask for what you want them to do. Be clear and hire those beings to help. Give them a job to do and ask them to take it away. Ask the universe to do what you can't do. I have asked the universe to help my book become a global bestseller. And now, to some people, that may sound arrogant. Well, think of it. Why? I've worked my butt off for little scraps of money for years, and I know I'm deserving of great wealth. So are you. That I can be of much greater help to the universe and the people on this planet when I have the wealth of George Clooney, Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie. I can help so many more people if I'm wealthy. So why do you think it's arrogant that I have millions of dollars? It's not. So I've already been thanking the universe for making me a multimillionaire, even a billionaire. And I've already been thanking the universe for the houses that I'm going to be able to buy, the businesses I can set my children up in, and the millions of people that I can help. So stop asking for scraps. Stop thinking you don't deserve it. You do. We all deserve it. Ask for what you want. Ask the universe to fill up your workshops. Ask the universe to fill up your waiting room. You don't have to know how it's going to be done. Just know it's taken care of. It's taken care of. The universe will take care of it. So we have to be able to let go. So when you delegate to the universe, you say, you know, universe, I don't know how you're going to do this. I don't know how you're going to make my workshop fill up. I don't know how you're going to fill up my waiting room, but please, well, thank you. Thank you. I know it's done. And let it go. Okay, so now the next part's going to sound like a little bit of a departure, but this is all part of the process. You cannot manifest with self-hatred, self-loathing, and guilt in your heart. Take a breath. Most people don't tell you this. The way you manifest is from the place of love. You have to be radiating love. And when you do, you become a magnet for it. You become a magnet for what you want. Now, if you have a hard time loving yourself, if you have a hard time filling yourself with love, think of the love that you have for your grandchild or your child or a cat or a kitten or whatever it is that you love so much. And when you connect with that feeling of love, that's where you want to be to manifest. But you can't be in guilt, you can't be in shame, and you can't be in self-hatred and loathing. It won't work. You've got to love, love, love. For those of you that are looking for a partner, the same is true. You cannot manifest with self-hatred in your heart. Well, Okay, I'm being corrected. I'm sorry. The universe is telling me, yes, sure you can, but you're going to attract someone else that hates themselves, and they may be an abuser. Most people that hate themselves are either abused or the abuser. Okay, sorry for a little correction there. It's instantaneous here. Okay, so now this is really great information if you're looking for a soulmate, twin flame, or divine partner, but this information can also help you manifest anything. So to get love, you have to give love. To get money, you have to give money. You have to be generous. You cannot be stingy in your heart and expect great wealth. You have to be giving. You have to give to get. That's the way it works. And the first person you have to give love to is you. So making negative comments, criticizing yourself, any kind of self-judgment, self-recrimination, stop, stop, stop. Okay. All right. So from this place of loving yourself, this is what you're doing. And you have the power to bring whatever you want with clear intent and focus. You must only think and believe this is so. You and your thoughts create the world around you. If you have no love in your life, it's because you don't love you. If you have no wealth in your life, it's because you don't value yourself. And you also have to learn to be a good steward. We also have to learn to be a good steward of our money. And until you are, money will continue to slip through your fingers. As soon as you get it, it will be gone. Be careful and respectful with your money, and also with yourself, and you will get more. Be grateful for what you have now, and then you will get more. And remember, you are so beautiful. Fill yourself with love. Radiate love from your heart. If you're having difficulty loving you, there's a couple of things you can do. You can do my Divine Presence Process meditation. It's on YouTube. Do this daily without fail. You can use a mantra, I love me, all day long in the background of your mind. Eyes closed, eyes open, walking, showering, putting on your makeup. All day, I love me. I love me. You must believe and love yourself. Believe you're worthy of love. And again, if it's difficult, an energy clearing would help. It will clear the negativity and past lives and patterns of negativity and all that stuff. Here's another mantra. I am worthy. I am worthy. It's a really powerful one. If you want a relationship and love keeps eluding you, it is the same thing as it is with money. If you feel you don't have love, you're coming from lack consciousness. If you feel you don't have money, you're coming from lack consciousness. So you have to do that acting as if. Sometimes I understand it's hard to do, but instead of saying I don't have the money for that, you can say I choose to not spend my money on that at this time. Watch what you say, watch what you think. Okay, when you stop going out looking for it and begin to appreciate yourself, love yourself completely, you're going to find whatever it is that you're looking for. Okay, so let's just see. I have a couple of other things. Okay, this is really important. Nothing is impossible, and practice makes perfect. This is something that you're going to get better at over time. And cultivating your attention is the very, very highest personal accomplishment that can be acquired. Believe me, I am someone who I've had intense ADD for years and years and years. But when I get focused, boy, am I focused. And I burn dinner when I'm writing and that sort of thing. So nothing becomes impossible when you cultivate intention. And through attention, you can overcome obstacles. And it's always onward, upward, moving onward and upward. Circumstances and environment follow the trend of spiritual progress through thought. Do I need to say that again? In other words, the more positive your thoughts are, the better your life will be. And then circumstances will improve. Your environment will follow the thought process as well. Clear thought, no chaos, not a cluttered mind. I've written a blog about clutter. If you haven't read it, I suggest you do, because a cluttered mind is difficult to have, or, you know, the cluttered mind's easy to have. Manifesting with a cluttered mind, it will get in the way. You need clear thought. And you must be in a successful frame of mind. If you are thinking, oh, gosh, you know, oh, my God, I don't know if I can pay these bills. Oh, God, I feel awful. Oh, I'm sick about this. Well, if you're in a weak, unsuccessful state of mind, not a good time to manifest. You want to be in a successful state of mind. How do you get there? There are lots of different ways that you can move yourself from feeling unworthy and unsuccessful to positive and successful. You can envision, see yourself with riches, feel what it feels like to have what it is you're longing for, and experience. For men, for example, they may want a race car, and men find it very easy to envision themselves behind the wheel of the race car. And I've heard some people say they envision themselves naked in the race car. So see yourself, you know, in that beautiful home that you want, or with that fabulous partner that you want so badly. Envision sitting down, you know, maybe on a vacation, drinking a glass of wine or Perrier or something together, and arms linked and looking in each other's eyes. Envision what it would feel like to have what it is you're longing for. Feel it on a deep level, a visceral level. Envision it. Experience it. Smell what you might smell. Just really get into that state. Okay. Growth follows knowledge. So learn. Learn. You will grow with new knowledge. I remember sitting at the dining room table, and my father didn't get past grade 9. Although he was quite intelligent, intelligence has nothing to do with education. I remember saying to him, I can't wait to get out of school so I can stop learning. And he said to me, and he called me Chicken, you are never going to stop learning. Hopefully, you'll be learning till the day you die. And he says, and if you're not, your life won't be worth much. And I want you to know that there is an organism out there that when it stops using its brain, the organism eats its brain and kills itself. So in other words, if you're not learning, you're not growing. And this is the purpose of life, to learn, grow, and evolve. It is what we are all here to do. And, of course, give back to the universe. Okay. So let's just see what did I. Oh, so the last thing was growth follows knowledge. Knowledge is very important. Learning is very important. Expanding that mind. Action follows inspiration. Okay, I've talked about this a lot. I walk every day in the desert. Now I'm not in the desert, but I go for a walk and I get inspiration. And then I come home and I sit down and I write a blog. So when you're inspired, do something with it. Don't just say, oh, yeah, I'll get to that later. Inspiration has to have action accompanying it to make it move out into the world. Okay, and then opportunity follows perception. So in my case, I have to let the dog out. In my case, because I wrote this book, all of a sudden people are wanting to have me on the radio show. Opportunities are presenting themselves. And even places where doors were closed before, people are coming back to me and asking me to return. Okay, here we go. Opportunity follows perception, and then always the spiritual first. The spiritual first. So we always want to we're talking to the divine, we're talking to the universe, we're praying, we're being grateful. All of these things are very important. Rather than coming from the mind, our ego mind is not where we want to be. So we want to be in our heart in accessing the spiritual. And then transformation into the infinite, manifesting your desire. And the infinite. This is the thing. We have a tendency as humans to put parameters around our desires. So don't get stuck on a particular person, a particular place, or particular thing, because what the universe could bring you, like this house-sitting job, could be 100 times better than you could have done for yourself. Visualization is the way to bring it to you. You have to visualize what it is you want. Make the vision clear. Do not be afraid. Make it grand. Make it bigger than you've ever imagined. Don't think small. Don't just think of $1 million. Think of $10 billion. What could you do with $10 billion? Do you think I'm going to keep $10 billion? Heck no. I am going to clean up the desert. I'm going to get teeth for homeless people. I'm going to help mothers of children that have teens that are now pregnant. There are a lot of things I am going to do with this money. It's already allocated. Draw in the infinite for your supply. Draw in the infinite for your supply. In other words, the source of this planet is your supply. The Creator is your supply for everything. Make the image clear, hold it firmly in your mind, and not in our timing. We have to let go of the timing. The universe will bring it to you when the divine timing is right. See the picture more and more complete. See the detail. And then the ways and the means will be shown to you. Constructed in your imagination. So it has to be in your imagination before it can materialize into the outer world. You have to envision it. And if you have a difficult time with your imagination, read some children's books. Talk to a child. You will not find anyone with a greater imagination than a child. And if you read anything about Einstein, Einstein said, intellect is nothing without imagination. Creative visualization, it's the way to go. Okay, so you can be and have what you will to be. I will my book to be a global bestseller. Okay, you can write this down now. What is the date? It's June the 11th, 2014. Write it down. See how long it will take. Thought will lead to action. Action will develop a method. And then the method will develop friends. And then the materialization will have been accomplished. Okay, so here you have to have faith in all things and the evidence not seen. So just the fact that you think or believe that there is a God, what's the evidence? Do you have evidence that there is a God? No, not really. But you believe in God. Okay, so just like I know my book's going to be a global success. Okay, I know you're sick of hearing about it, but I want to mention this because every time you speak success out of your mouth, what do you think is going to come to you? Every time I talk about my book, I say it will be a bestseller. And I hear people all the time, people who claim to be my friends, saying, oh, you think you're going to make money off of that book? And I say, you betcha, lots and lots of money. It will be helping people. The universe loves win-win situations. The universe loves that I'm helping men and women have better sex, better lives through the power of my book. The universe loves it when both parties win. So manifesting a win-win situation. So you can think of all kinds of win-win situations where both people win. Somebody else gets a great product and you get lots of money. That's a win-win. People get the help they need. As you develop confidence, faith, and courage, exclude all thoughts other than those associated with your purpose and bringing those things to you that you want. Your power to think is almost unlimited. You can bring any kind of environment to you that you can imagine. Make your mental image clear and distinct. The supply will follow the demand. You will be led to do the right things in the right way. Your earnest desire is the feeling. And the demand is your will. The demand is your will. Like my book is going to be a blessed seller. It's a blessed seller. Oh, and I have a little caveat about this. And I know you're probably getting sick of the book, hearing about the book. But as it was being formatted, the gentleman that I got it to him, I think it was three weeks late, and I had a deadline in mind. There was a Mercury retrograde coming up June 7th, and I had a window of about 1 week that it had to be put out there. And he sent me an email and said, you know, I really don't think I can make your deadline. And he has a day job and then does this on the side. So I sent it to him, and he had a very quiet day at work. He started working on it at work. And then he was so excited about the book because he started reading it that he took a day off from his day job to get my book finished. And he said things happened. It was like it was blessed. Things flew. The table of contents was so multi-tiered and complex. And when he started doing it, he said, oh, my God, I think this might take me a week. He said it fell into place effortlessly. He said, this book is blessed. So all of these things start to just take on a power of its own because of your thoughts. You can bring any kind of environment that you can imagine to you. Remember, mental image, clear, distinct. Supply will follow the demand. You'll be led to do the right things. Thought is the fire. Imagination is the light. Molding the things that you desire, using your imagination is how it's done. And know that whatever you focus on will bring you what you think about. So, for example, if you are missing your partner and you keep on thinking, oh, my God, he's gone. Oh, my God, he's gone. Well, nobody else is going to show up. The universe answers your question or answers your statement by sending no one to you. If you expect nothing, you'll receive nothing. Instead, think clearly. Direct your thoughts instead to the following. Okay, here we go. Listen to this one. I'm just about to wrap up, everybody. When you feel love for yourself, feel joyful, and begin to imagine what your life would be like having your desire fulfilled, your soulmate, that beautiful car, that beautiful home, whatever it is, if it's the man, having him kissing you, putting his arm around you, feeling the emotion that you would feel. Envision every detail of your vision. Think of living it each day. Feel the emotion. Get excited. Focus on it every day with clear intent. And the more directed your focus is, the faster it will happen. We reap what we sow. So whatever you send out is what you get. You must have the knowledge of your power. Everyone is powerful. Focus on positive thoughts. Consciously radiate your light, energy, and vitality. Understand your power. You're powerful beyond measure. Your power centers in your solar plexus, and this must be radiating strong light out into the world. So don't complain about the circumstances you see, being lonely or not having any money, because what you're going to attract is more loneliness and more of no money. The more you give, the more you get. Be loving and kind to others. Serve others in some way. Be helpful, loving, compassionate to others. Dwell on the consciousness. Sorry, dwell on the consciousness of unity. Consciousness, that's a new word. Or oneness. Everyone is connected to everyone that is on this planet. We're connected to all that is. Make sure you have time to sit alone in silence every day. And everyone, take time to relax. It's a necessity. Meditate, go within. Well, I know I hear some people going, well, if I have to do all this stuff, I have no time to work. But what you're going to find is even if you spend an hour of this on this each day, you won't have to work so hard the rest of the time. Focus on the end result. Having whatever it is you desire in your life. Hold this in your consciousness daily with laser focus, clear intent to attract what it is you desire to you. Write down a detailed list of what it is you want. Make it grand. Make it big. Feel the emotion. See the details of your life. And then be grateful. give thanks that it's done. You don't know how it's going to happen. You don't know how your desire is going to come to you, but you know it's done. And it is on its way to you now. Okay, I'm going to take a deep breath, and I'm open for questions. I'm just going to hold on 1 second. Okay, anybody have questions? Anything I didn't cover that you want to know about, or a specific question, I'm open to that too. Questions? Okay, so I'm just going to wrap up with a blessing, and I thank you all for listening. I thank you for being here, and if you've enjoyed this, you can pass it on to a friend. Like my Facebook page, Jennifer Elizabeth Masters. Check out my blog, Love Yourself Fearlessly, if you haven't already, and share the love. Share my book with a friend, Orgasm for Life. It is the next global bestseller. I thank you for joining me tonight, and God bless. I'm going to just pray over everyone. I ask for everyone that was on this call to receive a cascade of miracles for unlimited abundance and potential for the limitless. I ask for each and every one to be blessed with the divine intelligence and the expansiveness and unlimited prosperity. God bless you all, and thank you so much. Good night, everybody.